This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Subhanallah, bukratan wa asila. Eid Mubarakum. Today is an auspicious day. It's a day of celebration, alhamdulillah. But with that, we have to also try to remind ourselves that while we celebrate, there are many parts of this ummah, there are many Muslim brothers and sisters throughout our ummah, especially our brothers and sisters in Gaza, who are not able to celebrate. They are going through days of mourning still. So we have to keep that as an undertone, inshallah ta'ala. But for one thing I can assure you is that we have to celebrate the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is one of the auspicious days. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said there are Eid-ain. There are two Eids for the Muslims, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of you for making it to this day. This is an accomplishment. A lot of people don't understand that making it to this day at the end of Ramadan is by the favor and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only reason you were able to make it through this Ramadan and meet the very end of it was through the favor and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many people who were alive last year hoping to make a better Ramadan this year that did not make it to this Ramadan. There were people who were alive at the beginning of Ramadan hoping to see the end of it and see this day of Eid that did not make it. So it is only by the favor of Allah that you have made it to this day. So we must celebrate that, and we must understand that not only is this a day of celebration, but today what I would like for us to do, inshallah ta'ala, is make this a day of new beginnings. This is a day of new beginnings for all of us, inshallah. First and foremost, the day of new beginnings for Masjid Salahuddin. Alhamdulillah has honored us and favored us to be able to have something that is called the house of Allah, Baytullah on earth. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said these are the most beloved spots to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this planet. The most beloved pieces of land on the planet to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the masajid. And Allah has given us the favor and honor to be caretakers and responsible for one of those most beautiful and most honored places with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's a new beginning for Masjid Salahuddin. But I also want you to make it a new beginning for you. The point of Ramadan is change, is to become a new person. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Allah says, so that you can obtain taqwa. So the whole point of Ramadan is to start new. You've been given a chance. We've done whatever we've done over the past 11 months before Ramadan, and now Allah has given us this favored and honored month where we turn to Him, we fast for Him, we give extra salah for Him, we do extra qiyam for Him, we do extra qira'ah, recitation of the Qur'an for Him. And the Prophet ﷺ said, no one receives a completed Ramadan accepted by Allah, but it is forgiveness for them. It is forgiveness for everything that came before it. So this is a chance for new beginnings, new beginnings. The scholars have said that you can tell an accepted Ramadan if you are a different person after it. If you're a different person after it, has it changed you? So let us keep up some of these habits. We've developed many habits during Ramadan. The habits of abstaining from food and drink, we don't have to do that as much anymore, unless those of you who want to keep the sunnah fast of Mondays and Thursdays, or you want to keep the white fast of the white days, that's good. Alhamdulillah, it's also good for your health, by the way. But some of the habits that we kept, keeping away from vain talk, keeping away from idle talk, keeping away from things that were haram, keeping away from things that distracted us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's keep some of those things up. Because what happens if we're able to keep some of those habits till Ramadan next year, then we can increase next year and we can become a better and better person every single year. That is the goal. The goal is that every single Ramadan we get a little bit better and a little bit better and a little bit better. So now that Allah has given us a clean slate, let's not run out there and, you know, just start dirtying it up again right away. Kind of like when your wife cleans the house. What is the first thing she tell you to do when you come home? Don't make a mess, I just cleaned this place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, I've just cleaned you. I've just given you a new start. Don't go right now and make a whole mess of the place. So let's take this opportunity to celebrate with our family and friends. But I want to remind you as we end the khutbah, inshallah, that this Eid is a small kind of circumference of what will become a great Eid. What will the great Eid be? The great Eid will be, inshallah ta'ala, when we all meet in Jannah. When we all meet in Jannah, the great Eid will happen. The Prophet ﷺ said, when all of us have entered into Jannah, when everybody's gone to Jannah, and all of us are there and we're enjoying ourselves, a caller will call throughout Jannah and say, As-salamu alaykum ya ahla Jannah. Peace be upon all the people of Jannah. Allah has asked you to come to a place to visit Him. And there's this big field in Jannah. This is the great day. This will be the Eid that we'll never, ever forget. And when we're all brought to that place, this is a long story, you'll find it in Madarij al-Salikin by Ibn al-Qayyim. It's a collection of different hadith. When we're all brought to that place, we know our place. Some of us will have thrones. of light and jewels and emeralds. Some of us will be sitting on cushions of green brocade. Some of us, you know, like myself, we'd probably just be sitting in the back on the grass somewhere. I'm okay wherever I'm at, inshallah. As long as I get there, it don't matter. But then Allah will have His throne brought near to that place. And He will come to the people of Jannah. And He will say, Salamu alaykum ya ahl al-Jannah. Peace be upon you, O people of paradise. And we all respond and say, Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. O Allah, you are peace and from you comes peace. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, today is the day of increase that I promised you. Today is the day that I have promised you. So ask me for anything and I'll give it to you. And our response will be, have you not already made our faces bright? Have you not already lightened our scales and made heavy our good deeds and entered us into this place? What else could we want? And Allah says, yes, I know, but still I want to give you something. So ask me anything. And there is only one thing we can think of. There's only one thing all of us can think of on that day. And we say, my Lord, let us see you. We worshipped you for so long. We worshipped you on this earth and we never saw you. We never saw you. We worshipped you as though we did see you. This is the element of having good consciousness of Allah. To worship Allah as though you see Him. If not, know that He sees you. We never saw you, so let us see you. And the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lift His veil. Because Allah has a veil of light that prevents Him from being seen in this world or being seen anywhere. And the Prophet ﷺ said there will be a light that will shine all throughout Jannah. And that light is so bright and it is so powerful that if Allah had not willed, it would have destroyed creation. It would destroy everything. And that day we will be able to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He will call each and every single one of us one by one on that day. Remember, time is not a concept anymore. Time doesn't matter. He calls us one by one by one. And what does He do? This is the beautiful thing about this. What does He do? He starts telling us about our sins. Subhanallah. We go before Allah and He starts telling us, you remember that day you disobeyed me? You remember this sin you committed? You remember this transgression? He keeps repeating to us our sins over and over and over again until we are afraid we're going to be thrown out of Jannah. We're so worried. We're like, oh, we thought we made it. We didn't make it. So we ask Allah, my Lord, can you not forgive me? Can you not have mercy on me? And yes, I know I did all of those things, but can you not have mercy on me? And then Allah reminds us, my slave, had it not been for my mercy, you would not have made it this far. So I have forgiven you. But this is Allah reminding us of His beautiful bounty and mercy. How great is His mercy to us? This is His reminding us. This is the great day of Eid, inshaAllah ta'ala, that I hope we all get to celebrate together in Jannah, bi'idhni Allahi ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our qiyam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our salah. May Allah accept our recitation in this beautiful month, inshaAllah ta'ala. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار رب اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على قوم الكافرين ألهم منصر إسلام المسلمين ألهم منصر إسلام المسلمين في غزة يا رب العالمين وفي كل مكان يرحم الراحمين وأذرة الشرك والمشركين سبحانك ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين عيد مبارك stand up and greet everybody إن شاء الله. If I literally just got over a cold, I don't think I'm contagious, but if you have a weakened immune system, then just say salam to me from a distance, inshallah. Takbir, Allahu Akbar, Eid Mubarak, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.